Day Street Books and Harper Audio present Breathe, A Life in Flow by Hicks and Gracie with Peter McGuire. Read by Fred Sanders. A note before we begin. For a glossary of terms, please be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/audio/breathe by Hicks and Gracie. Foreword by Jocko Willink. I was introduced to jiu-jitsu for the first time in 1992 as a young SEAL, fresh out of basic underwater demolition SEAL, Bud S, training, serving in a platoon at SEAL Team 1. During our morning muster, a salty old master chief stopped by to talk to us. He was older than anyone I knew, although he was probably only a hair over 40, and years younger than I am today. But at the time, he seemed ancient. "Does anyone want to learn how to fight?" he asked. I wasn't expecting that at all, but I knew my answer immediately. "Of course I do." I raised my hand, along with a few other new guys. While the SEAL teams now have programmatic combatives in the training pipeline, back in the early 1990s, we learned next to nothing. Some basic strikes, a hip throw or two, maybe a few self-defense moves against a highly telegraphed punch or kick. But it certainly didn't seem as if these choreographed moves would be effective in a real fight or combat situation. "All right then, you guys with your hands up," said the Master Chief. "Meet me at the Quonset Hut by the gym at 16:30. Part of me thought, what can this old man know? I was young, strong, healthy, and highly motivated. He was just a lanky old man. I soon found out what he knew. He had a superpower. He knew jiu-jitsu. We showed up at the Quonset Hut at the appointed time. Inside there were mats on the ground. "All right, take off your shoes and line up over there," he said, pointing to the wall. We followed his directions, and already I could feel my confidence melting away. "Take a seat. Now, one at a time, attack me. When you've had enough, tap the mat or tap me 3 times. After saying that, he simply lay down on the floor. One of the guys stood up, walked over, and lunged at the Master Chief. Then, somehow, by some mysterious force, the young SEAL was reversed. The Master Chief had a hold on his neck, and the young SEAL tapped frantically. The Master Chief sprawled out on the ground again. "Who's next?" I figured I would go. I stood up and walked over. I wouldn't make the mistake of my previous teammate who rushed in. I would take my time, be smarter, more measured in my approach. The Master Chief did not seem concerned. After some grappling, I tried to grab his leg, and as soon as I did, he wrapped me up, twisted me around, isolated my arm, and straightened it out to the breaking point, at which time I tapped immediately. This went on for almost an hour. Victim after victim, the Master Chief forced us to submit over and over again. Finally, when we were sweating, breathing hard, and too tired to keep trying, he looked at us and said, "Welcome to Gracie Jiu-Jitsu." The Master Chief, a SEAL by the name of Steve Bailey, had been training with the Gracie family in their garage in Torrance, California, for a little over a year. "And I'm just a white belt," he had said. I didn't know much about martial arts, but I knew that a white belt was just a beginner, and he had mopped the floor with us. I couldn't fathom what a black belt would be able to do. I also knew something else. I needed to learn this thing called jiu-jitsu. A few months later, the first Ultimate Fighting Championship took place in Denver, Colorado. Some people were wondering who would win, but my small group of friends, who were beginning to understand the power of jiu-jitsu, knew who would win. The skinny Brazilian guy with the last name Gracie. That skinny guy was Royce Gracie, the first Ultimate Fighting Champion. That is how my journey in jiu-jitsu began. I eventually started training in San Diego with a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt instructor named Fabio Santos. As I tried to understand the history and philosophies and the hierarchies of the jiu-jitsu world, I heard one name that would come up over and over again. The champion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?